2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 to 7. I thank God who I serve as my ancestor did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayer. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Louise, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. Amen.
Thank you very much, Shazia. And we're going to come together now to look at God's word, and we pray that God will speak to us, so we need his help. So let's pray as we look at God's word together. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we have your word to open this morning. And as we thank you for those who have taught it to us, we pray that by your Spirit you would be teaching us this morning. Amen. Well, you can see our theme this morning, Faithful Mothers and Fiery Faith. Mothers and fire obviously mix very well. So to start us off this morning, I'm just going to light a candle here. There we go. I have got spare matches just in case it didn't work. But I wonder if anybody knows what you actually need to light a fire. Does anybody know? Miles. Wood. You need some fuel. It doesn't have to be wood, actually. Mine is a wax candle, but fuel. Definitely that's one thing. What else do you need to light a fire? Does anybody know? There's three things in total. Fuel. Andy Failer, you're the science teacher. Lucy, go for it. Kindling. Well, that would also be fuel, but you do need something to get that fire started. Miles, go on. Air, good. It needs oxygen to burn. And then the third thing it needs is actually heat, or a flame to get the fire started. Now, our science teachers call that the fire triangle. I don't know if we can have it up on the screen. There it is. To light any fire, you need oxygen, that's in the air, fuel, something to burn, and heat to get it started. And if you take any of those things away, there is no fire. No oxygen, no fire. No fuel, no fire. No heat, no fire. You get the picture. Well, we're talking about fires this morning, and we're going to see in our Bible passage a fire triangle of faith. So if you want to follow along with me this morning, you could start by drawing just a triangle. And we're going to gradually fill that in as we work through our Bible passage. Well, to get the sense of what we're about this morning, look with me at verse 6 from our reading. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. So we're talking here about a fire. And what is that fire? Well, it is a gift from God. And now Paul here, writing to Timothy, is talking about his skills and gifts in leadership. But this applies to us. We could be thinking about the different gifts that God has given us. Perhaps your faith, your ability to serve others, your love and care for others, teaching children, offering welcome. All these things are represented by a fire that is a gift from God. So if you're drawing along with me, you might want to put a fire inside your triangle. Here's the problem that we have, though. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. We're prevented from seeing each other. We can't do a lot of the things that we would normally do. And so COVID has smothered the fire of the gifts of God that we would normally be using. We can't serve others in the way we would normally want to. We can't show our love for people in the way that we're used to. We can't offer the welcome that we would want to. We're fed up. We're tired out of lockdowns and restrictions and loneliness. And that flame has been smothered. Or maybe just like me, you're waiting for the barbers to open, I don't know. So here's our question this morning. If our flame has been smothered a little bit, why should we be fanning it back into flame and letting that fire grow? Well, what I want us to see is that we should be fanning God's gift into flame because of the prayers and the love and the faithful teaching of those people who have been spiritual parents to us. In this passage, Paul is writing as a spiritual father to Timothy. Paul has travelled with Timothy, he's worked with him, he's taught him from the Bible, he's shown him what it means to live as a Christian minister. And he's writing to Timothy about his real mother and grandfather. Sorry, grandmother, not grandfather. And his mother and grandmother have been to him the ones who have taught him the faith. Who've read the Bible with him. He's shown him what it means to live in faith. You see, our faith always has some origin, doesn't it? It has roots or fuel. It's come somewhere from other believers. So I want you to think this morning, where has your faith come from? Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers. It might be friends or teachers or older Christians who have walked alongside you. You might, if you're drawing with me, maybe want to write a name in the middle of your fire. Someone to think about this morning. It's Mother's Day. You can't go far wrong if you put your mum in there. But there might be others as well who have nurtured your faith. We're going to think about them this morning. I just want to acknowledge that that might be something that brings sorrow as well as joy. There might be feelings here of loss or grief or regret. And those feelings are okay. But I want to remember with you this morning the prayers and the love and the faithful teaching of those who've been our spiritual parents. So here's the first thing. From verse 3, here's what it says. I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Paul is remembering Timothy in prayer constantly, night and day, all of the time. Just imagine how that feels for Timothy as he gets this letter. He is struggling. His faith feels weak and flickering, like he can't do the task that he's been given to do. And he knows Paul, his father in faith, is there praying for him to keep going. What an amazing encouragement that is for Timothy. Now, fires need oxygen. I don't know if you can put my fire up on the screen here, Emily. But what will happen if I block the oxygen from my fire? Here it goes. So I'm just going to pop this lid on. What's going to happen to my candle? Well, as you watch it, the flame is gradually dying down. And it's gone out. No oxygen and the fire goes out. Well, I want to suggest this morning the prayers of others for us are like oxygen to sustain the fire of our faith. The prayers of others for us are like that oxygen. At the moment, we're all in lockdown. We're all in some ways like Paul. Paul was in prison as he wrote this. All that Paul could do for Timothy was pray for him. And for us, and for our spiritual mothers and fathers, that's our situation, isn't it? We can't do the things we want to, but we can call out to God our Father in prayer for the faith of those that we love and care for. I bet your spiritual fathers and mothers are doing that for you. Who are those who've prayed for you? Who are those who are praying for you now? Remember the prayers of your spiritual mothers and fathers. Here's the second thing I want us to think about this morning. Remember the love of spiritual parents for you. I'm going to come back to my candle just for a moment. Now what I'm going to try to do, I've taken the candle out of the way. I'm going to light my match and I'm just going to put it in the jar. So I don't know if you can see that. Try and not let it go out before it even gets in. Well, in it goes. But it seems to have gone out. Why has my fire gone out? Well, there's no fuel. There's nothing for it to light. The love of our spiritual parents gives fuel to burn the fire of our faith. Read verse 4 with me. This is what Paul writes to Timothy. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. Can you hear the deep emotion and sense of longing in Paul's writing? He is desperate to see Timothy, to show him the love that he has for him because of the care and the love that he feels. I wonder how your spiritual mothers and fathers have shown their love and care for you. That sense of longing of Paul. Do you feel that right now? This feeling like we miss seeing the people that we love. We long to see our grandparents or our parents if we don't live with them. We long to see our friends. We long to see our church family. You know, Zoom isn't the same, isn't it? We want to look people in the eye. We want to hear their voice, not through a computer speaker. We want to touch them. We want to be held. We want to physically be with people. That longing is a reflection, isn't it, of that love that as Christian brothers and sisters we have for each other. That love that our spiritual mothers and fathers who've cared for us have for us. Let me say, on behalf of the church leadership team, we long for you. We long to see you, and it will fill us with joy when we can meet as a church in the way that we want to, face to face, masks off, cup of tea in hand. Our longing to see each other is out of that love that we have for each other. And that love is the fuel that gives the fire of our faith. Remember the love that your spiritual mothers and fathers have for you. Here's my last experiment, science experiment number 3. So I've got my candle, fuel is here. I'm going to leave it out of the jar. So we've definitely got no oxygen problem. So all I want you to do now is to stare really hard at my candle and light it for me, please. Don't move. Concentrate, because I think we can do it. Guys, nothing seems to be happening. I think you maybe need to stare a little harder. Well, my candle won't light. What is missing? What is missing? Sam? Heat! A flame. Something to light that fire. Well, it is the teaching, the faithful teaching of our spiritual mothers and fathers that lights the fire of our faith. Paul mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother in verse 5. That's Lois, his grandma, and Eunice, his mum. Well, why does Paul mention them? He mentions them because they have been faithful teachers to Timothy of God's word. I'm just going to read one verse from over the page in 2 Timothy. Have a look with me. Same book, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. I put it on the screen here in slightly simpler, from a slightly simpler translation. Same idea. You have known the Holy Scriptures since you were a child. The Scriptures are able to make you wise. And that wisdom leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It's Lois and Eunice, Timothy's mum, Timothy's grandma, who have taught him the Bible. They've taught him the Scriptures. They've shown him in it who God is. They've shown him the love of the Father and the beauty of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit so that Timothy can know this God for himself, to light that fire of faith in Timothy's heart. So Timothy was lucky to be taught by his mother and grandma. Where are you learning who God is? Where are you seeing the Holy Scriptures and learning them? It might be reading the Bible with your parents or with your children at home, opening the Bible and discovering for yourselves who God is. It could be in children's groups here at Christ Church Central, might be in gospel teams, it could be one-to-one with someone else. Opening the Bible, seeing who God is, and lighting that fire of faith in our hearts. This is the key, isn't it, to spiritual parenting. This is what spiritual parenting is all about. It leads us to salvation. It leads us to faith in Jesus and finding everything in him. Let's remember those times. Those times with our spiritual parents where we have opened the Bible and seen God for ourselves. Look for opportunities to get the Bible open with somebody else, to pray together, to speak about the goodness of God and what he has done for you. Remember the faithful teaching of your spiritual mothers and fathers and keep going with that flame. Look at verse 6 with me now. We've remembered the prayer and the love and the teaching of our spiritual mothers and fathers. This was why, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. You know, I don't know how you're feeling this morning. I don't know how that flame of faith is in your heart today. For some of you, it might be burning pretty fiercely. And take this as an encouragement. Fan that flame. Get it blazing. Go out and serve Christ. And for some people, that flame might just feel, we're here into a pandemic, like a tiny little flickering spark, that it's barely there and you are just holding on. Well, you blow on a fire to increase its flame, but if the fire is just little, then you must blow gently, just gently. Blow on that flame and let it flicker. Remember your parents in faith. Engage in prayer, in love for your Christian brothers and sisters, in opening the Bible with someone, in the faithful teaching of others. Remember those who have done that for you. Ask, who can do that for me now? You might even want to ask, who can I be doing this for? Who can I do this with? Here's the last thing I want to show you this morning, and it's in verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. Listen, this fire of our faith and gifts comes from God himself. It is from him, and it was planned by him from all eternity before the ages began. He is not going to let a little spark of faith go out. So take courage to go on. Remember with thankfulness the roots of your faith, those who've been spiritual parents to you, their prayer and love and teaching. Christ has lit the fire of faith in our hearts, and he will not let it go out. We're going to pray together, and if the band wants to come out and get ready. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for those who've been spiritual mothers and fathers to us. We thank you for their love. We thank you for their prayers. We thank you for how they have taught us. And Father, as we remember those things, would you fan into flame the gifts and the faith that you have given us. Amen.